In listening to your latest program, your consternation over what kind of...
Yes.
I love all dogs. I love...
By the way, this is Auntie Scott because he doesn't remember he's supposed to say who he is when he calls into a show. Caller, identify yourself. You may continue.
Of animals, we know that. One of my best friends, he does a podcast and he's pretty much an animal. I won't mention any names, Big Fatty, but what I wanted to discuss with as you know, we try to, as gay people, we try to break stereotypes because we are stereotyped by the world. We're
Yes.
looked at and we're pigeonholed and not in the good way.
Girl, please.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty does a podcast.
Girl, please. He doesn't remember who he is. You may continue.
He's pretty much an animal.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4119. The BFO for Monday, the 20th of November, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've had a jam-packed weekend. Big Fatty, that ain't all that got jam-packed. Big Fatty! Wobbles, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is Spanksgiving week. Big Fatty, you've gone and done it now. You awaken that squeaky chicken with that, that gobble wobble, squabble. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. And y'all, there was no Fright at Fatty's this week. Y'all, my brother and sister-in-law were coming in town. And my niece, she was flying in. Y'all, she flies one of those aluminum tubes of death. Yes, McGrady. And she was flying into Charleston with an overnight stay on Friday and Saturday nights. And so my brother and sister-in-law came to town, and they got a motel. More on them in a minute, but y'all, since we weren't having Friday at Fatty's, y'all, we went to the cafeteria. We went to the cafeteria, that evening, but y'all, before all of that happened, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, I get this message. Herbie Ready, I had such a good time yesterday. What are you doing today? I said, I guess enjoying some more Humpity Bumpity. He goes, thank you for calling. And y'all, he came over about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, it was lovely. Y'all, he stayed an hour, Fatty. Well, anyway, I guess the turkey is the only thing got getting stuffed this week. Well, and y'all, he hit me up on Sunday too, we're probably gonna have some special time later this week as well. But anyway, y'all, it was lovely, just lovely, I tell you. And y'all, we went to the S&S cafeteria, and y'all, it was just a nice, y'all, there wasn't hardly anybody in there, and it was just a nice evening. It was a short evening, but it was a nice evening. And let's see, what else was I going to say? Y'all, then I came home and I watched some of the TV programs. Y'all, they had that, what is that thing called? The Let's Make a Deal Prime Time. That was on Friday night. Y'all, then they had that Raid the Cage. Y'all, you're watching Raid the Cage. I enjoy it. It's simple, but it's fun. And, but I didn't watch the Raid the Cage because, y'all, I was tired. By the time, yes, we could have an hour of Humpity Bumpity will take it out of you. It will indeed. But but y'all slept like a baby on Friday night. Y'all got up Saturday morning, did my normal routine, the puzzles, the Sudoku, the paper, the coffee, the, and that was the other thing I did, night when I got home from supper, y'all, I made up a batch of sausage balls, and so I had set some of those put most of them in the freezer, and but I kept out some, and I had sausage balls for my brufkas on Saturday. Y'all, they were absolutely delicious, absolutely delicious. Then, y'all, by the way, I'm just going to go ahead and give you the recipe for them right now. Go get your pencils.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never used before bumper. Y'all, it's the season of bumpers, I guess. And y'all, the sausage balls are quite easy. You take a pound of poke sausage. I use a half a pound of hot and a half a pound of medium. Then a pound of shredded cheese. I get the fine shred. It makes it easier. And, have those at room temperature, and you kind of mix all that together. And, then you add some Worcestershire sauce to taste. And y'all, then you, fold in, 2.5 cups of, the Bisquick. And y'all, that takes a little while to do that, and then you form it into balls. A large, bigger than a marble, but a gumball, a big gumball, not a little gumball, but one of those like jawbreaker size. And then y'all, you can throw them in the freezer and just pull them out as you want to have them. Big Fatty usually has about 4 or 5 of them for his brufkas, and you cook them for about 15 to 20 minutes on 375, and I turn them about halfway through so they get kind of crispy on both sides, and y'all, that's it. But anyway, so I made those up on Friday Dude, Knight had them for the brufkas. Yo, delicious. Just delicious. Did my morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle. And y'all, I came back and I was finishing up. I was finishing up the outdoor Crema decorations. I put up my big Merry Crema sign. And y'all, everything was pretty much in place, but I hadn't connected everything electrically. So I was running the cables and cords and everything. And y'all, I had bought some new twinkling lights for my bushes in the front. And y'all, I had four bushes, and y'all, I plugged them all in, and three of them worked. One of the sets of lights didn't work, so I got to take them back to the Sam's Club later on Monday. And but I ordered another thing of them, so they'll be here. I think that said they'll be here Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember. But anyway, so I got everything in the front yard hooked up, turned it on just to make sure everything was working properly, and you know, then turned it back off. And y'all, then I went out back and I hooked up everything out back of the villa, because y'all, I like to decorate the backyard too. My neighbors see that probably as much as the front, and I certainly see it more than the front. Got it all hooked up and tested it, and it was all working lovely, just lovely. And then what did I do Saturday afternoon, y'all? My brother and sister-in-law and my niece, they were all going downtown. Big Fatty, it's so sad to see him go downtown right before your eyes. No, I meant like downtown Charleston. Oh, well, that's very different. It is. And so they did their running around. And y'all, I don't want to, I have no interest in going downtown and all that kind of stuff. So they all had a good time. And y'all, then we met at this restaurant that young Jonathan used to work at. He's not there anymore. He moved on to another restaurant downtown. Big Fatty, it's so sad to see him go downtown like that. No, downtown Charleston. Oh, never mind. And Big Fatty. We had a lovely supper, sat outside. It was cool, but it wasn't cold. And y'all, they had blankets on each of the chairs that you could put across your legs if you had a chill, or, you know, it's kind of like a little camisole you could wear while you're sitting there. I left mine on the back of the chair, and it felt nice, nice and warm on my back. And y'all, then after all of that was over, they all came over here to the villa. And y'all, my niece, this is my youngest niece, she and her fiancé, y'all, they're getting married April the 20th. Oh, Big Fatty. He flew in unexpectedly. It was kind of a surprise to everyone. And Anyway, had a lovely evening. They came over here, and y'all, I turned on the lights out front so they could see the display and everything, and they saw the lights out in the back. And I, what did I do then? And I had everything all decorated and turned on, and I showed them everything in the house. Yes, Big Fatty. And couple of them had a glass of eggnog, and anyway, y'all, we just visited, and it was just lovely. And they left. My niece had to be she had to be up early, and you know, when you're flying the aluminium tube of death, you need to be well rested. Yes, Big Fatty. And had a lovely rest of the evening. Watched a little bit. I watched Raid the Cage is what I watched. And excuse me. And it was wonderful. And slept like a baby again Saturday night. Got a Sunday morning and had my regular routine. As always, puzzles, newspaper, Sudoku, Brofkus, and Corfree. And then I was off. I was off on my morning nip walk. Did Fat Anchors, did the big circle. And y'all, I took the very first count of houses that had some sort of crema decoration up, whether it be a wreath or, you know, some of those big, y'all, there's a section. There's a section. It's where the gays live that go all out on the decorations. Y'all, they've all bought the same exact inflatable Santa Claus, and y'all, it must be 12 feet tall. And there's a section of this road there. I think there's 12 houses that have this inflatable Santa Claus up in their front yards. Y'all, it just gave me a chuckle is what it gave me. Yes, Big Fatty. And, but it was, I don't know if, the neighbors, I'm sure they coordinated it. Anyway, it's just fun to see that. But anyway, 41 houses with decorations. Y'all came back from all of my walking and everything. And y'all, I have just been doing little things around the villa here. Y'all, I hadn't even taken my share for Sunday as I record this. Big Fatty Stinky Max Stinkerson. No, not really. I hadn't done anything. But, y'all, it's been a lovely afternoon. Old Veda and the Jaw stopped by. Y'all, they brought me some cookeries. Big Fatty, did Archer complete his rings? Well, he has, but he hadn't done a little show to tell us about it. Y'all, I don't know. Y'all, are we going to have to send out a wellness check on Archer? Because y'all are just... I think he may have pod faded. Big Fatty, it's more of a I don't know what it is, but anyway, anyway, Veda and the Jar stopped by, brought me some delicious cookeries, kind of a ginger, nutmeg, clove kind of spicy cookery, but y'all, they're not too spicy, and they've got a little bit of sugar on them, so, and not too sweet. Y'all, it's the Goldilocks spicy cookery. And after they left, then Veda raced home, and we recorded the LFC, and y'all, I think that pretty much, now let me just look here. Yes. Okay, yes. I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely holiday week. A lot of people will be off on Thursday and Friday. Big Fatty, I think you meant Friday. Yeah, I did. A helpful tip from the Big Fatty Kitchen. Do not wait until Wednesday. Do not wait until hump day to go and get your vittles and fixins' at Jovan's East. Y'all, it's the worst shopping day of the year. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal and old Crooked Hat. And gentlemen, what do you think of today's little show?
Big Fatty does a podcast.
Girl, please. He doesn't remember who he is. You may continue.
He's pretty much an animal.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's like being at one of your family reunions.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.